Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Does It Matter? Essays on Man's Relation to Materiality is a philosophical essay collection by Alan Watts, first published in 1971 and later reissued by New World Library. The book explores how modern people misunderstand their relationship to the material world, especially by confusing symbols, measurements, and social conventions with reality itself. Rather than treating matter as spiritually opposed to meaning, Watts examines clothing, food, technology, money, housing, violence, and psychedelics as practical examples of a deeper philosophical problem. His approach blends Western cultural criticism with interpretations shaped by Vedanta, Buddhism, Taoism, and Zen, all expressed in his distinctive, compact, and often witty prose. The collection is not a systematic treatise, but a set of connected essays that use everyday life to challenge dualistic habits of thought. It is aimed at readers interested in philosophy, spirituality, ecology, and the hidden assumptions of modern civilization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central mistake: confusing symbols with reality. The book's basic argument is that civilized people often mistake the signs they create for the world those signs are supposed to represent. Watts uses the familiar contrast between money and wealth, or between a menu and a meal, to show how abstract systems can dominate direct experience. This is not just a linguistic point. It becomes a critique of modern culture, where measurement, accounting, and description can replace contact with actual material conditions. The result is a life organized around representations, instead of realities, which leaves people alienated from their own bodies, communities, and environment. Watts treats this as a root error behind many social confusions, because once symbols are taken too seriously, institutions begin serving abstractions rather than human needs. The essay collection repeatedly returns to this insight from different angles, making it the conceptual center of the book. Secondly, material existence as a field for refinement, not rejection. Watts does not argue that material things are unimportant. Instead, he challenges the habit of treating matter as spiritually inferior. Several essays suggest that a genuinely intelligent civilization would give more care to ordinary material experience, including kitchens, clothing, food, and housing. In this view, the issue is not whether people use objects, but whether they do so attentively, gracefully, and without self-deception. He is critical of mass-produced ugliness and functionalism when they flatten the quality of daily life. Yet, he is equally skeptical of ascetic attitudes that reject embodiment altogether. This makes the book unusual among spiritual essays, because it does not simply oppose matter and spirit. Watts imagines as a more integrated human life in which material refinement can express awareness rather than greed. The practical implication is that design, domestic life, and consumption are philosophical matters, not merely technical ones. Thirdly, dualism, violence, and the psychology of alienation. Another major theme is the connection between dualistic thinking and social conflict. Watts suggests that when people see themselves as isolated minds trapped in hostile matter, they are more likely to treat the world as something to control, exploit, or fear. That split can appear in economics, war, and interpersonal behavior. The essay on violence links aggression to alienation from the material world, implying that peace requires more than moral slogans. It requires a different understanding of self and environment. Drawing on Eastern philosophical frameworks, Watts rejects the rigid separation of spirit and matter, mind and body, subject and object. This matters because the split mentality encourages domination rather than participation. By presenting violence as a consequence of metaphysical confusion, the book broadens the idea of peace beyond politics alone. Readers are invited to see conflict as partly rooted in how reality is conceived at the most basic level. Fourthly, psychedelics as a challenge to conventional religious categories. One of the most discussed essays in the collection concerns psychedelics and religious experience. Watts uses this subject to question the assumption that spiritual insight must be detached from physical substances. He is not simply endorsing drug use. Rather, he is probing the philosophical issue of whether a material process can legitimately open onto mystical awareness. This argument reflects his broader rejection of dualism. If consciousness and matter are not absolute opposites, then it becomes possible to think about altered states without falling into either crude reductionism or moral panic. The essay is notable because it brings a controversial topic into conversation with serious religious philosophy. It also shows Watts at his most provocative, using a modern subject to expose inherited assumptions about purity, transcendence, and embodiment. For readers, the value lies less in any narrow policy claim than in the way the essay destabilizes simple boundaries between chemistry, consciousness, and meaning. Lastly, a short essayistic style that compresses wide philosophical horizons, the book's form is important to its effect. Rather than building one continuous argument, Watts offers a sequence of essays that each approach materiality from a different angle. This structure allows him to move quickly from economics to kitchens to clothes to art to religion without losing the underlying thread. The style is concise, witty, and deliberately accessible, which helps him translate difficult philosophical ideas into everyday language. At the same time, the brevity can make the collection feel opinionated or uneven, since some essays develop more fully than others. That unevenness is part of the book's character. It reads like a series of focused interventions rather than a polished academic system. This format makes the book especially useful as an introduction to Watts, because it displays his range without requiring prior study. The reader gets both cultural criticism and metaphysical reflection in a compact, readable form. In conclusion, does it matter? Will appeal most to readers interested in philosophy, Zen Buddhism, environmental criticism, spirituality, and cultural analysis of modern life. It is especially useful for people who want to understand Alan Watts in a more concentrated form than his longer and more famous books. The essays show how he turns everyday subjects into philosophical questions, making the book valuable both as an introduction and as a compact summary of his recurring concerns. Its practical benefit is that it trains readers to notice when social systems, labels, and abstractions begin replacing direct experience. Its intellectual benefit is broader. It reframes issues like consumption, violence, design, and altered consciousness within a single critique of dualistic thinking. Compared with similar essay collections, it stands out because it is neither narrowly devotional nor purely theoretical. Watts combines cultural commentary, mystical philosophy, and sharp observation of material life in a way that remains distinctive. Readers who appreciate concise arguments, unconventional connections, and a perspective that links spirituality to ordinary objects will find it particularly rewarding. If you would like to support Alan Watts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.